Good morning, beloved. It's good to share this Monday morning with you. Wow, what a weekend this has been. But let's get started this week. We're going to begin with Zephaniah. Don't get over to Zephaniah very often. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. And here the prophet declares that although Jerusalem is doomed, in time the city will be restored with people who are humble and righteous living there. Today's reading concludes with a song of joy and proclamation of an end to the people's judgment. And God's saving word for us to start off the week with is joy. So let's begin Zephaniah chapter 3. Jerusalem is doomed, that corrupt, rebellious city that oppresses its own people. It has not listened to the Lord or accepted his discipline. It has not put its trust in the Lord or asked for his help. Its officials are like roaring lions. Its judges are like hungry wolves, too greedy to leave a bone until morning. The prophets are irresistible and treacherous. The priests defile that which is sacred and twist the law of God to their own advantage. But the Lord is still in the city. He does what is right and never what is wrong. Every morning, without fail, he brings justice to his people, and yet the unrighteous people there keep on doing wrong and are not ashamed. The Lord says, I have wiped out whole nations. I have destroyed their cities and left their walls and towers in ruins. The cities are deserted. The streets are empty. No one is left. I thought that then my people would have reverence for me and accept my discipline, that they would never forget the lesson I taught them. But soon they were behaving as badly as ever. Just wait, the Lord says. Wait for the day when I rise to accuse the nations. I have made up my mind to gather nations and kingdoms in order to let them feel the force of my anger. The whole earth will be destroyed by fire of my fury. Then I will change the people of the nations, and they will pray to me alone and not to other gods. They will all obey me. Even from distant Ethiopia, my scattered people will bring offerings to me. At that time, you, my people, will no longer need to be ashamed that you rebelled against me. I will remove everyone who is proud and arrogant, and you will never again rebel against me on my sacred hill. I will leave there a humble and lowly people who will come up to me for help. The people of Israel who survive will do no wrong to anyone, tell no lies, nor try to deceive. They will be prosperous and secure and afraid of no one. Sing and shout for joy, people of Israel. Rejoice with all your heart, Jerusalem. The Lord has stopped your punishment. He has removed all your enemies. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you, and there is no reason now to be afraid. The time is coming when they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not be afraid, city of Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. His power gives you victory. The Lord will take delight in you, and in his love he will give you new life. He will sing and be joyful over you, as joyful as people at a festival. The Lord says, I have ended the threat of doom and taken away your disgrace. The time is coming. I will punish your oppressors. I will rescue all the lame and bring the exiles home. I will turn their shame to honor, and all the world will praise them. The time is coming. I will bring your scattered people home. I will make you famous throughout the world and make you prosperous once again. The Lord has spoken." And today's key verse is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. "The Lord will take delight in you, and in his love he will give you new life." You know, this truly is a passage of great contrast. Starts off with all the evil that Israel is doing and the judgment, how mightily God is going to judge Israel. But then boom, on a less than a second's notice, he turns right around and tells his people how wonderful it's going to be for them because he is going to restore them to their holy life, and they will not have to think that they are the ones responsible for their own safety. They will know that the God in heaven is the one who takes care of them. Let's pray. I sing and shout for joy, Lord God, because you are always with me. Your love revives my soul, and I trust in your care. I will praise your holy name forever. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to a close. Join me tomorrow. We will be in Jeremiah chapter 33, where Jerusalem will be restored following its destruction by the Babylonians. And that's exactly what we've been studying about on Wednesday evenings. Imagine that. Until then, beloved, God's greatest blessings for you is my prayer. God bless.